A power play is underway between Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and aldermen. At issue is the makeup of the Fire and Police Commission, the city body that oversees the city's police and fire departments. Some say it's a crucial juncture between the police and the community. Yesterday, the mayor's appointee was rejected by the Common Council. WUWM's Mayon Silver has the story.
Mayor Barrett nominated former Deputy Police Chief William Gilo to the Citizen Oversight Panel for a 5-year term. Gilo is now retired, but spent 41 years on the Milwaukee Police Force. But when it came time to vote on confirming Gilo to the post, many members of the Common Council didn't think he was the right person for the job.
Cox.
No.
Rainey.
No.
Five ayes, nine noes. The item fails.
Aldermen said there were a few reasons they wouldn't confirm the mayor's nominee. Nick Kovacs said he didn't want to meet with or approve any new commissioners until aldermen have a chance to vote on another term for two current members of the Fire and Police Commission. Stephen DeVogas and Marisabel Cabrera's terms are up, but they can continue to serve until a reappointment is made. They need to be reappointed by the mayor. Kovacs says the two have been helping to push the police department in the right direction.
Both of them have led the charge to hold the department accountable in a way, frankly, that the mayor has never shown willingness to hold the department accountable. Frankly, if it wasn't for the Fire and Police Commission, we still have Chief Flynn.
Flynn retired in February. In the year leading up to his departure, the Fire and Police Commission had been exerting pressure on Flynn to change some of his policies. Alderman Russell Stamper also voiced opposition. He says social justice groups have told him they're unimpressed with Gilo and have questioned his knowledge of the issues the commission faces.
You could at least say police and community relations. That's in the paper every day. Diversity within the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Fire Department is in the paper. He didn't do no homework. There are a plethora of issues, and he does not know any of them.
But Alderman Terry Witkowski backed Gilo for the position. He tried to delay the vote until more Common Council members have had a chance to meet with the nominee.
The reason I support him is I frankly met him about 1989 when he was a captain. He was out at the academy when my department became a division and was transferred out there. He was very open-minded. He listened, and he listened to all sides. If it was a decision needed, he would make it, but was extremely fair in what he did.
Once the Common Council rejected Mayor Barrett's pick, Barrett had choice words for aldermen and how they've handled the process.
I nominated Mr. Gilo February 6th. They took 6 months. Many of them refused to meet with him. A man who served this community for 41 years, and then they voted him down. I think they owe him an apology.
Barrett also responded to Alderman Kovacs' position that the mayor must first reappoint Marisabel Cabrera to get Gilo approved. He notes that Cabrera is currently running for state assembly and says he doesn't want her to use the commission as a stepping stone for her political career. Barrett says the commission is a quasi-judicial body and he wants to keep politics out of the police department. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.